With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Tens of thousands of people gathering at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona at this hour in the run-up to a special memorial service for slain conservative pundit Charlie Kirk, who was also a Salem Radio Network talk show host. Speakers will be led by the President of the United States himself. Erica Kirk will also speak. It's also expected we'll hear from Vice President J.D. Vance, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, and the Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth, amongst others. House Speaker Mike Johnson of Louisiana says the country is feeling the loss of Charlie Kirk intensely.
We have to acknowledge the emotion that's been involved. We live in unprecedented times in that, you know, an assassination, an unspeakable crime, a murder like this is covered in real time, online, where everyone, even young people, could see the images. And it's spurred on quite a mix of emotions around the country. It's shaken the nation, and I think everybody can recognize that. A combination of grief and sadness, people feeling just overwhelmed by that.
The memorial is set to begin at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. The UK, Australia, and Canada have formally recognized a Palestinian state unilaterally today, prompting an angry response from Israel. The coordinated initiatives today from three Commonwealth nations. More countries are expected to join the list, recognizing a Palestinian state at the UN General Assembly this week, including France, which, like the UK, is one of five permanent members of the Security Council. Serbia has staged a large-scale military parade in Belgrade, showcasing tanks, missile systems, and fighter jets in what officials describe as the country's biggest display of armed strength in its history. President Aleksandar Vučić reviewed the parade, saying the show of force underscores Serbia's abilities. This is SRN News. For decades, one of the most consistent findings in religion research has been that women tend to be more religious than men. This holds true across dozens of countries and on nearly every continent, but that might be changing in the U.S. A recent poll released by the American Enterprise Institute finds that 39% of Generation Z women say they do not have a religious affiliation, compared to only 34% of men for the same cohort. In the past several waves of data from the Cooperative Election Study have found that men born after 1990 are more likely to attend services than women. Growing unrest in Nepal has the country's small Christian community staying watchful and keeping out of sight. The fear is that radical Hindus will target Christians as they seek power for themselves. Last week's massive demonstrations in Nepal ended with more than 70 people killed and hundreds wounded. The army stepped in to impose a curfew and finally agreed to the establishment of an interim government. This is SRN News. The reconstruction of Notre Dame Cathedral is finally complete, 6 years after that destructive fire.
The towers of Paris's Notre Dame Cathedral have reopened Friday, the famous bells ringing out loudly over the city. President Emmanuel Macron inaugurated the opening, which also marks the final stage of the cathedral's reconstruction. Now the tower tour features new spaces, such as close-up access to the bells. Notre Dame's journey from ruin to resurrection is defined by extraordinary craftsmship, nearly $1 billion in global donations, and a collective, unyielding determination to rebuild. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Today is Sunday, September the 21st, and a number of notable people are celebrating a birthday today. Producer Jerry Bruckheimer is 82 years old. Author Stephen King turns 78. Filmmaker Ethan Coen is 68. This is SRN News.